Welcome to the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast, where each week, Samantha Johnston, brand developer to the creative and confused, and Nicole Hoagland, small biz and confidence coach to the creatives, are having entrepreneurs share their real stories and tips about their honest and authentic success in business and how they have been able to lead boldly by being themselves. They are creating a movement to show you how to create your own version of success and empower you to be beautifully bold in your business.
On today's episode, we have the co-founders of the Think Creative Collective, Emily and Abigail, who are your little baby business best friends. They believe you have dreams worth achieving. They want you to wake up every day empowered to do what you love. They educate thousands of creative entrepreneurs just like you through a wealth of blog posts, free online workshops, and the Strategy Academy. They want you to not just reach your goals, but karate chop through them. Your business deserves to be purposeful and profitable, and they'll give you the loving kick in the pants you need to get there. Think Creative Collective is about so much more than just a cute Instagram feed or being popular. They strive to harvest a community built on giving. They're all about helping businesses become brands that make a difference, and they want to give you the tools to grow your business, simplify, and streamline your life. They truly believe that you can sit with them.
Welcome to this episode of the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Samantha.
And today we have both Emily and Abby from the Think Creative Collective. Welcome. We are so excited to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're super excited to be here.
So we loved both of the conversations we had with you earlier and getting to know each of you on an individual level. And we are extremely excited to be able to bring you guys together so our audience can get to know you both about how you guys came up with Think Creative Collective and where you've taken the business since you guys have launched. So to get started, because we already know your kickstart moments, why don't you guys tell us a little bit about how you guys actually met each other and some things that you guys figured out right off the bat that made you really want to kind of go into this partnership?
Sure. I'll kind of explain our business love story and then Abby can chime in. Okay. So we met in a Facebook group. So online biz relationships are real. It did kind of feel like a little bit of matchmaker.com relationship business style. We met in a thread and started working together with a group of other people and just got along and started to see that we were kind of doing a lot of the same stuff. And Abigail was hosting a webinar like the next week and didn't have anything together. And I had hosted a webinar on a similar topic, so I helped her out. We actually co-hosted the webinar together after knowing each other for like a week and sold something at the end together, and it went amazing. And so that kind of just blossomed very quickly into chatting more and me driving 4 hours to stay the night at her house over the weekend. And my husband was like, don't get murdered. And she made me French toast and we just clicked. And the conversation kind of started there and on the floor of her office about working together.
Yeah, I definitely remember having this feeling that we just had so much in common and we really wanted the same things. And it wasn't even necessarily focused on what we either of us were doing at the time, because I was doing a lot of branding and website design. She was doing 100%. She was doing mostly photography and then some strategy sessions and stuff like that with small business owners. And I don't even think that was necessarily where we wanted to go, but we were just both like the same level headed towards something bigger and better than I think either of us really knew what it was. It was just the feeling, like this gut feeling that there could be something bigger. And I remember talking to her about what we wanted and what we were going after and feeling like she was the only one who understood me. I mean, your parents try and your spouse tries, but they just don't really get it. I mean, they love me, but I swear when I tried to explain what we were gonna do, they just were very, very hesitant. And also we had known each other for like a half a second, let's be honest. It's like it was very, very quick. So from the time we met to the time we decided to literally open a business together, it was less than 3 months. Mm-hmm. And then like 2 weeks to build a website. Yeah. So, and we did it and it was awesome. And I'm so, so glad it happened, I can't imagine my life any other way now. And it's changed a lot since it started last September. But I'm super excited to see how it's grown and changed in that time period for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I remember from our conversation last week, Abby, you saying that you basically went into this business marriage type thing with Emily. And because marriages have struggles sometimes, were there anything in the beginning that kind of you guys either struggled with or you guys had to figure out quickly in order to make sure that you guys were still seeing the success that you wanted?
As far as like what we had to figure out quickly, it was like, how are we going to handle money and what are we going to do with clients and inquiries and bookings? And it was a very natural progression. We say we scrapped a business, but honestly, I mean, we basically took our two businesses and merged all the services we previously had. So that wasn't as much of a jump as some people might have. For some people, it might be literally starting over, but we both brought our clients with us and introduced them to the other person and tried to upsell them on the other person's services and those sort of things. But it was a very natural progression to start working together and start co-selling, so to speak. It's not a gamble because we're very strategic and we're still doing the work, but it was more uncharted territory and we didn't necessarily know what it would be like. And neither of us had run a business in that manner previously. So it was a lot of learning as we went along, but it's been super fun and we've met tons of people because of it, you guys included. So I don't know, anything specific sticking out to you, Emily?
Well, I think the one thing that's helped prevent a lot of like potential conflict or disagreements, because we get asked this question a lot, is making sure that we were on the same page for goals and for where we wanted our business to be, financial goals, how we wanted to reach people, and basically the entire business mission and the heart behind our business. If that is not on the same page, there's going to be a lot of conflict. But knowing that at the end of the day, like, we both have pretty crazy oversized goals and dreams, and we want to write some books, like lots of books, and travel to speak and like reach these crazy financial goals and retire our husbands and like just insane things. And if one of us wanted something different, if it were smaller in one of those aspects or just different in any way, it's just not going to work because you're not going to hustle the same. You're not going to make the same strategic decisions to go to the same output at the same time. So that's really helped a lot, just being open and honest about those kind of real scary things.
Yeah. And not that I didn't trust Emily when I went into it, but the reason I ever hesitated on any other relationship in my past was because I always thought I would be pulling the weight. And Emily was like a breath of fresh air. I'm like, what? Someone else wants to work as hard and as crazy and have all these things? And I mean, we were the kids in school that like hated group projects, like would literally argue with the teacher to make sure we couldn't do it on our own because we didn't like people. We thought we were way better than them, and not that like we were better than them and like more talented, not at all. It was just like literally pet peeves, like people annoying. Yeah. But I am so shocked because my entire life I hated working in a group setting so much, and now like Emily has been such a blessing and we started growing our team like in the background. It's not necessarily super evident, but literally I have no idea how we survived without all of them, like running the Facebook group and helping with editing and copy. And it's so exciting and awesome, but like I never thought I'd be managing people, or because that was like, no, like absolutely not on my radar.
So you guys talked a lot about having the same dreams, or at least similar dreams, goals, missions, the heart of the business. What has changed with your goals since the two of you have come together? Because obviously having two versus one can have a bigger impact on what you can do. So have you made bigger dreams as a result of that, or for different things?
I think we've just accepted that they're going to happen faster.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing. Like in January, we had like a get real sesh about what we wanted this year. And we got to June and we were like, like, do we need to make new goals if we met them? Like, how does this work? I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to be doing right now. So, because literally, we just weren't really aware of how things would come to fruition, and things like speaking at conferences and traveling for work and, you know, reaching these financial milestones, they all just happen faster than I think either of us thought. And so now there's a big question mark on the table. Like, yes, our dreams are large, but I think they're less defined than they were even 6 months ago, because we know these things can be bigger or faster because we've seen it happen. And so it's like, so is that 5-10 year goal of writing a book, like, is that like in January? Like, I literally don't know right now. It might be. Like, hold the phone, people. I might be writing a book in January. So I always thought I had to like wait until some, you know, switch in my life that we'd passed enough milestones to write a book, but who knows? Maybe it's before I'm 30.
So it sounds like instead of changing the goals or changing how big they were, you changed more the timeline in which they would happen. So as opposed to it being a 5-10 year, it might be a next year kind of goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
the retiring our husbands thing will happen a lot sooner than we initially thought. And I did add wanting to work from like Italy for like 3 or 4 months as one of my goals. And I think that will happen a lot sooner than we initially thought also.
Yeah, I'm like, let's go next summer. Seriously, yeah. Like, we'll just
take
pack up the puppies, find a villa, and work from Italy. That sounds perfect to me.
Can I stow away with you?
Yeah.
You have visitors once a week.
What I also love about the fact that you guys, you know, have these big dreams and are not necessarily waiting for a timeline anymore is that you guys also have this unbelievable trust in each other. How does that play into kind of how you guys get along with the business and also outside? Because we know that you guys aren't just business partners. You guys are truly, you know, best friends.
Well, I don't know. I think honestly, we were in luck because we fell into business first and the friendship and the love and the trust came after that.
Which I think is crucial.
Yeah, no, totally. I think it would be like, I think about my best friend from college and there's literally no way in hell we could go into business together ever. And that's fine. But Emily, because we built this business kind of, I mean, relationship, the personal side of things in reverse, we kind of have this like inside joke, like hashtag level up, like, because like, well, some milestone, something weird will go down and we'll be like, well, I guess we just, it's like we passed another year. It's like dog years around here, I swear.
I'm only cracking up because I know what you're referencing, but thank you for not bringing it up.
I can't. It's too weird, guys. You can't know. It's fine. Just know that we love each other a lot. It is like we're married and she's literally bending over, practically crying right now, trying to not let it out. Anyway, it's real. But truly, business was strategic. And so because we didn't have the friendship slowing us down, and I say that in like the kindest of ways, we can focus first on what will move the bottom line. And then whenever we want to switch over, we talk about drinks or puppies or husbands or life, you know, but it's business comes first. Not that it won't make me love her any less. Like she keeps making me love her more. So, which is really hard.
What I love about that is because the business came first, it almost was like the friendship was meant to be after. Like there was no this as like a friendship. It was more as a strategic business relationship. But because you guys had that, you know, business strategy, then came the trust, then came the love. It was just this ultimate friendship that, you know, maybe you didn't see at first, but it unraveled in its time.
Yeah, 100%.
I was going to say, think about the people that you truly are friends with and the ones you tend to be closer to, the ones you have the most in common with. And because we own a business together, like nearly everything is in common. Like we share the same day. We live in the same city. Our family's in the same city. So we go, everything is just so in sync that it just makes sense that we're friends too.
So I would actually love to put you guys in like a hot seat kind of thing right now. And I just would love to know what each of you thinks is like the strength that the other person brings to the business.
Oh, this will be funny.
I know Abigail. She hands down is a nicer person than me. Like I will say that till the day I die. She is like exponentially nicer than me. So she helps definitely bring not just better customer service skills, but like more of just like a calm, like we don't have to like go off the deep end about this thing. Like, let's just address it business wise. And she really taught me a lot of professional communications from the beginning, because I've never worked a corporate job. She has. And so she's dealt with a lot more of like, you know, how to email the right way and like how to have better phone conversations with people and just how to like literally ask for what you want to get out of that relationship. And so when we were working with clients from the beginning, that really taught me a lot of how to deal with them and handle them and get things wrapped up a lot quicker. But now, especially as we deal with weird customer service stuff, it's a lot better for me and my sanity to have someone nicer that I know is going to like tweak my words. Like I might like draft the thing and then I'm like, okay, go make this list. I don't know if we can curse on here, but and so she'll look at it and make it nicer. And I need that.
She does, people. You do not want unfiltered Emily in your inbox. No. I'm sorry. No, okay. So Emily's strength for sure is her spontaneity and her willingness to try anything and push me further than I ever thought was possible. And I seriously, the things we've done and the decisions we make in the shortest time period possible, like we did something yesterday or 2 days ago.
Happened like 3 times this week.
Yeah, literally like things that people would mull over for 6 months, maybe a year. We're like, okay, let's do it. And we like,
shall I come to the table with an idea? I'm like, oh, it's great. Like, here's what we need to do to make it happen. Like, let's pull over to get Wi-Fi right now. We're going to like do this thing.
Yeah.
And in 5 minutes, it's done.
Well, and it's not that it's done. It's like the first.
Oh, it's like started. It's,
yeah.
It's like moving
forward. For sure. So, I mean, just little things. Like some of it's internal, some of it's external. Some of the stuff we'll be announcing soon, maybe even by the time this goes live. So, yeah, like we just, her willingness to, let's just do it is awesome. Because then I don't hesitate. Like, she's the voice of like, well, if it doesn't work out, like what's the worst that can happen? And I am the worrier. So we're talking about weaknesses. I am the worrier in this relationship. I worry about everything.
Everything.
I worry about Emily's stuff for her.
Yeah.
Constantly. So I do it for both of us, but Emily has taught me a lot of grace and like just going with the flow, and definitely needed that. But I think those two things in combination are actually a lot of why this works. Because Emily may be a meaner person, but that has served us well in a lot of situations.
That's true.
She has. So she's taught me to fight for myself. And so it might be a weakness, but it's also a strength too.
You know, I'm loving the dynamic watching the two of you speak. I mean, I loved interviewing each of you individually, but having you both on here, you're like the energetic, like full of life old couple, and all you're missing is the bickering.
We don't bicker. Like I kind of wish we did so we could tell people what we fight about, but like I legit think the only time I've ever been, I don't even remember when it was. There was one time I was annoyed, but it was very, I literally don't remember what it was now.
I was annoyed with you when you like kept interrupting me when I was trying to explain something to you.
Oh, don't you did? No, there was one time she snapped and it was so abrupt. I don't remember what she was saying, but she was going on about something and I tried to interrupt her and she did not have it. And she's like, you will never do that.
I did not say that.
That's how it felt, because I am the nicer person and I take things very sensitively, and that's how it felt, okay? And I was like, good Lord, never interrupt Emily.
Oh, only child problems. Oh, man.
You guys compliment each other so well, and it just goes to how successful you guys have been in this business, because you each bring almost this level playing field for the other person to learn from. I actually would like to know, from individual perspectives, what are some of the favorite things that you guys have created in like the time frame that you guys have been building this business?
There's so many favorite things.
Like all the things.
Okay, so my favorite, like as of late, is 100% Trello for Business. Oh my God, TrelloForBusiness.com. If you haven't, it is so amazing. It is. I think you guys are in there too. It is awesome. I love our sales page. Emily wrote it one afternoon and she's like, hey, you should go read this. And I was literally cracking up at my desk because it was our first like very inexpensive product, and so we felt like we could be a little more whimsical with it and really push ourselves to be funny. We are, I would like to say,
we are funny.
We are genuinely funny. So we finally felt like we could take down the business hat a little bit and like bring out the stage comedian that we are at heart and put it on the sales page. But it's been so cool because I think the program is exponentially helpful, and the feedback we've gotten has been incredible. Like, never received so much positive feedback from one of our programs before, but because of the low cost and because of the positive feedback, literally hundreds of people have joined in. It's been so much fun to watch all these people say, I literally changed everything about my entire business, all my systems, all the organization, and they like just did it in a weekend because they trusted our system and it works. And so that's been super exciting because like okay, so let's be honest, like 98% of our audience is female. We got the most loving testimony from a man a couple days ago, Stefan. Stefan and I could be friends. I'm assuming that's how you say it, because
I think so, because it's got one of those little
tilde things over the A. But he was just the sweetest guy and was just talking about how it was like the best investment he's made. And he has these super high expectations of courses when he jumps in, and he always leaves disappointed. And this was like life altering for him. And I'm like, well, come on, guys, where are you? Let's hang out with more men, you know? We're definitely for the ladies, but
all the ladies.
What's your favorite thing? And
well, you stole mine because I wrote the sales page for Trello, and it's the most hilarious thing ever.
It is the most hilarious. Okay, so we had to pick a second.
Second favorite, I think, would be the Money Making Creative, because it's also an amazing program and course. But I think two points to why I love it. It's the very first course we ever sold together. It used to be called Pricing for Profit, and so it's the first thing that like started all of this. So it has like near and dear things to my heart. But it's also one of the programs where I think we like really come at people about like charge what you're worth, and like you could make more McDonald's if you're going to do this thing. And like, here are the ways that you can do that in your business. And I think it's one of our sterner programs. And I like that about it. And I hope that, I know that the people in there who take it like have exponential crazy town. Like one of our students, Jordan, what was her stat after
300% increase in profits?
Like, that blows my mind. Yeah. So the stats from that program are crazy, but I like it because it's an oldie but a goodie for sure.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, at that sales page that you guys created for Trello for Business is literally, I didn't even care if I got like anything out of it. That's right. The reason that I bought it, because I'm like, if they can make a sales page like this, then obviously whatever's inside is just going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And your free boards are like the best thing ever.
Yeah. And I feel like we need to like do a scavenger hunt for Trello and like come at us with all the weird phrases we say in there. Like I say okie dokie artichokey, and like whoever can call out where that is, like, you win a prize or something.
We'll send you Starbucks.
Yeah.
If you can tell us, the first person to tell us what module that's in.
What module, what minute, and what second.
Okay, done. Someone's going to go listen.
I know, to we're going to send 50 Starbucks gift cards.
I said the first person. The first
Just the first.
I'm thrifty, remember?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, I have to agree. The Trello sales page, I even posted in the group, my favorite part about it was in the frequently asked questions, because there's so many people who are like 30 days money back guarantee, you know, kind of thing. And this one was like, no, we see that money come in and we went out and bought sushi already.
Let me tell you how much I hate refund policies. Like, I could talk about that all day. I hate having them. I hate offering them. Like, buy the stuff because you know it's going to work and you believe in it, and then go use it. And if you're not using it, that's on you, buddy.
Yeah. That was our big mentality around this. Plus, it's like, why would we return a $29 product? Like,
no.
You could literally waste more on a shitty dinner date.
Yeah. Get out of town with that.
Yeah. Like, no. We're sorry. I literally already paid our bills with it. So.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
And I mean, if someone comes in thinking that like they're going to get exponentially more than what like really truly like $29 offers, like you can buy like 4 grande Starbucks lattes for that. Yeah. But you guys go above and beyond in that course. So for anyone listening, seriously, go out and buy it now. So the fact that you guys over-deliver should, I mean, it just goes for itself why you guys have been successful in this.
Yeah. At the very beginning, and I think we forget to mention this of why we work and the success and all that, but when we sat down, and I remember sitting down on the floor of her office, and we had known each other for like a month at that point, and we're like, okay, well, you know what do you want out of your business? What do you want it to do? What type of person do you want to be? And all that jazz. And I think both of us like had like a 20-second panic attack in our brains of like, okay, should I lie and like kind of underplay or downplay all the crazy things that I want and like do what normal people do and say these things, or should I just tell the truth? And luckily both of us decided to tell the truth. And at the end of that, we absolutely 100% said, we want to give away the kitchen sink. We want to give away so much value for free because we know that that's going to pay back for us at the end of it. We know that there are literally thousands and thousands of dollars worth of aha moments that are in our blog archives, that are in our challenges, that are in our free e-courses, and that are inside Trello. I mean, yes, it's a little bit of money, but how much can we jam pack into everything that we offer? And I'm so, so happy that she was on board with that as well, because you can't, if one person's only on board, that's not going to work.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so the one thing that also stands out for you guys is your dedication to your Facebook group. Like, there are some people in there that are like diehard Think Creative Collective fans. I just want to get to know your guys' opinions on seeing all of like the love that they have in there for you, how it kind of affects you, and you know, what you guys are able to bring for them.
Okay, so let me just talk for a minute.
What?
I'll probably start crying.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, I've made like 3 people cry this week already, so okay. It's probably
we're
just
on a roll. We're on a roll. No, I will say, okay, so Emily is not very good with loving kind words, and my love language is words of affirmation, okay?
And touch. You're crazy.
In touch, yes, I do. I love to touch people, but that is a whole nother subject. So, the Facebook group, though, seriously, guys, I cannot tell you how integral it is to our success, because if I didn't have people telling me how awesome I am all the time, I would be so mad and so depressed.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's so great because Emily just doesn't. She doesn't really have to do that for me. I get it from all of y'all. And you just, but seriously, the things that go down in there are incredible. I just want to give a shout out to Stacy, who, by the way, is a man. He's a Black man from Kansas City. And he rocks it out in that Facebook group. He joined us a couple months ago, and he is doing a Kickstarter. He invented a product. He has just been so dedicated and so diehard TCC. And it's so fun because like he hired someone from the group to do his new website, and he hired someone from the group to help him with PR and to help him find a manufacturer. Like, he literally was dedicated to working with people in our tribe. And it's been so fun watching his business go from an idea to like literally the Kickstarter is happening, and he's, the product is launching, and it's gonna happen.
Well, and here's the thing about Facebook groups. It's really easy to be in a lot, especially for businesses, and it's easy to like be bogged down with just like all the things that are going on. But we truly, and this was something that shifted for us in January, like we're more present in there than we used to be even 6 months ago. And that was a very strategic decision, because it's just, again, with the whole, we want to add value in every way possible way that we can. That's a very easy way for us to do that. We can literally type in there when we are sleeping, like laying in bed, like trying to wake up in the morning, when we're watching Netflix, when we're, you know, throughout the day or whatever. So it's the easiest way for us to be present with our community. But the one thing that I am so amazed with what's come from that I didn't expect, I didn't even think about it really, is so many opportunities for people who can raise their hand, and when they notice us, to see something that we need and reach out to us and be present and shine in that group on their own. And for us to then, every single team member that we've been able to hire on is a member of that group. group and is a member of TCC First. And we strongly believe, and this was reiterated after our first hire, we will only hire people who have been in our tribe and who've been hanging around for a while, because those people get your kind of unfiltered passion, because being in that Facebook group allows us to do that. But they get the behind the scenes. They see from small Facebook group to big Facebook group. They see tiny launches and big launches and all the things in between. And it's those people who truly know like the heart and mission of your business and who are able to help you guide that in whatever their skill set is. And so that's kind of one of those things that came out of it that I wasn't even expecting, but I'm very, very happy.
Yeah, it's so shocking how much that's impacted the way we do business. Like we just brought on our first VA. Like we have a lot of team members that do little things, but I think Allie has the power to drastically change a lot of things for us. And when we hopped on a call with her, she admitted that she was fangirling, which made us both blush a little bit. But she's been with us since before we were even together. And to us, that's super valuable, because she's seen our growth and she's seen all the things that's happened and she understands where we've been. And I think that only adds value to our team. Mm-hmm. And she believes in us moving forward and growing and all of that. So yeah, one of the things I was going to say about the group that I never really expected is I feel like I have to take care of these people. And so when they have problems, if I can't answer it, I feel like I have to give them the resources they need. And so literally, I think this was yesterday, someone commented that they were launching their new course and they were on Teachable and they were freaking out because they weren't sure which plan they needed to be on because they didn't understand the pay structure. All I wanted to do was help. And so instead of writing paragraphs and paragraphs of information, I was like, hey girl, what's your phone number? It was 10:30 at night, the night before she launched, and I didn't even care. Like, we charge a lot of money for our strategy sessions, like a lot of money. We don't publicly talk about them, but I just picked up the phone. Obviously, I didn't charge her. And I walked her through the basic plan and I walked her through the professional plan and why it was important. And I don't work for Teachable. That is not my job. Let's talk about that for a second. But I just wanted to make sure she was as successful as she could be with her launch. Because I know if being in her shoes the first time I launched a course, if I was having concerns about that the night before, I would have not slept. I would have been a hot mess. I probably would have been like in the bathroom, sick to my stomach. Like, and I don't want that for anybody in our tribe. So if I have the power to change somebody's day, I will pick up the phone and I will call them. And if they're in a foreign country, we will figure out Skype, because I can accidentally called Canada once. Oh my gosh,
that was a hot mess.
My phone bill. I didn't know I called Canada. She did not tell me she lived in Canada. It was fine. We figured it out. But anyway.
Okay, so I have a quick question for Miss Emily. So Abigail explained what her love language is, and just out of pure curiosity, what is yours?
Yeah, mine is acts of service. So go do some, like, help me out, like, takes a weight off my shoulders, get a task done. It's not even literally business related. Part of the story of how we've grown closer in inappropriate ways. Abby drove me to multiple doctor's appointments last week. I had like 3 different places to go to. I hate driving. She knows I hate driving. And sometimes I just don't like being alone. It's hot out, driving, and I get lost all the time, and like finding doctor's appointments where the buildings aren't named, I wouldn't go. Abby, you don't know, but like that last place that we went to, I had no clue what the building was. If I had known that driving up, I would have turned around and left. I would have not gone to my appointment. So she helps me go to my things. So simple stuff like that. It's not simple to some people, but those are big, big signs of, oh, somebody loves me.
But your acts of service, like, are doable. My husband, on the other hand, wants to, like, mow the lawn or poop scoop.
No, I'm not doing that.
I will drive you all day to doctor's appointments, but I will not go poop scoop the yard. His love language is also service. So you can imagine how busy this girl is all the time.
My husband has the same love languages as Abby, and I fail at both of them.
We should just trade husbands, but then you would die. So.
Yes.
Oh man, it's almost like comical that like you guys are complete opposite in love languages, but yeah. You both married the same person.
Yes.
specifically.
Isn't that stupid?
It's really annoying. I'm not going to lie. It makes my life difficult.
Like, I love you, okay?
Yeah, he never says that. I literally have to ask all this time. And he'll, like, bring me food, but that's, I don't care.
All right. So we have loved having you guys on, like, the last couple of weeks. To end the show, I actually, because you both are married, you both have rescue pups, so we know kind of that stuff about you. But if you guys wanted to name three fun facts about yourself, I know our audience would love to hear them.
Okay, here's one, because I had to prep it for, we have a family reunion this weekend, and they're doing, like, a fun fact bingo. So my fun fact was I own 7 different types of coffee makers.
What? Yes. I know you, and I know you have a lot of coffee stuff, but I didn't know you had that.
Yep.
So can we name them? Do they have?
Yeah. So I have the Keurig that's in my office because I'm lazy. I have the.
And she only bought that one because of the color.
Because of the color, it's so pretty, guys. Okay, so I have the Keurig. I have my Chemex. I have my French press. I have my espresso machine. I have the Ninja coffee bar. What are the other two? I have another espresso one and another one. I can't remember. I'm sorry. They're like my children. I can't.
So it's safe to say you love caffeine.
Yes.
Oh, yes. It's safe to say she loves caffeine. She also is our resident houseplant hoarder. Do you have a count on how many houseplants you have? Most of them are in this room. She's counting. Hold on, please. We should have a song playing right now.
Like 24 off the top of my head.
And they all have names. And they all have stories. So challenge. Okay, so Instagram stories just rolled out. When this podcast comes out, this will be the day we will introduce all the plants on Instagram stories. Get ready for it. It's going to be awesome.
Oh my God. You guys should then have a contest for your audience on, like, who can then name all 24 after the 24 hours.
Go back and name. Yeah. Like those icebreaker challenges.
Yes, I would kill literally everything. I have a black thumb. My husband is the green thumb. We have the greenest grass in the neighborhood because he loves it. Fun fact, I don't know if it's necessarily about me, but about us. We're both essential oils, babe. So we diffuse all things and rub them all on our temples. Okay. I'm not going into the touch places. This is going to get awkward. Anyway, I love you some stress away. Okay, and lemon in my water.
I'm done. Them all on our...
Just take it all the wrong ways. All of you. You should see them all. I can see them right now. You can't. They are literally dying.
So what are your favorite essential oils?
Okay. So stress away is awesome because like I said, I'm the worrier. So if not applied daily, there will be issues.
Not applied daily.
Yeah. And then frankincense is the best thing for your face ever. Like I used to have these terrible bags under my eyes and they are no longer, they do not exist anymore.
The progestin serum, which like helps with hormone balance, makes me an even nicer person. If Abby had met me like a year and a half ago, she'd have been like, no, like, please. Like, I have, honestly, this is like my nice version of myself. I don't think you can get better than this. This is like my max. So y'all are lucky is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Oh man. Well,
I just need to go have a beer now. I'm sorry. You guys are going to have to deal with us listening to this whole podcast.
Oh my God. It's going to be so much fun editing this thing. Like I plan on like getting back in the car and like completely downloading it and doing the editing.
You should do your intro with, okay, maybe get a glass of wine. First, with the hot mess.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. Well, I love those fun facts about you guys, but thank you so much for coming on the show today. For anyone listening, you can go over to thebeautifullyboldpodcast.com to get our show notes, resources, and all the other pretty things from this episode. And you can head on over to the Beautifully Bold in Business Facebook group, where we're going to be continuing this conversation all week long. Thank you guys so much. This has literally been the highlight of my day.
Awesome. Thank you for having us.
Let's get you leading beautifully and boldly in your life and business. head on over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for more information about this episode, show notes, and resources on how to be beautifully bold in your business. There you can also learn more about the two beautiful women behind the movement. If you liked what you heard today, then head on over to iTunes and leave Nicole and Samantha a review. It's the little things that can have a huge impact, and your review would mean so much to them. This music is provided by bensound.com.